Researchers looked at the websites of 28 organisations around the world representing the alcohol industry and concluded that, by far, the majority distort or misrepresent the evidence of an alcohol-related cancer risk.
So what you might see is that certain health problems related to alcohol consumption are discussed on the website, but cancer is missing, or specific types of cancer are missing, particularly breast cancer or colorectal cancer.
The Washington, D.C.-based International Alliance for Responsible Drinking is accused of misleading the public over the risk of contracting specific types of cancer and trying to confuse the issue by highlighting a range of other risk factors. In a statement provided to VOA, the Alliance disputed the conclusions, saying, "We believe in sharing the current state of the scientific evidence and stand by the information that we publish on drinking and health." The report's authors compare the industry's actions with those of the tobacco giants, which for a long time disputed the link between cancer and smoking.
So in the UK, about 4% of cancers are attributable to alcohol consumption. I think what's important to remember is that the risk itself is quite low for people who consume at low levels. But the fact is that the information about the risk that is disseminated by these organisations is, as I say, distorted and misrepresented.
The report says further research is urgently needed into whether the alcohol industry is distorting information on other risks, such as cardiovascular disease. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.